Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Deletion of METL14, a key methylation regulator, attenuates vascular aging. Deletion of methyltransferase-like protein 14, METEL14, was found to attenuate vascular aging. This suggests that methyl-14 plays a role in promoting vascular aging, possibly by influencing inflammation. Modulating METH14 activity could therefore represent a therapeutic strategy to combat age-related vascular diseases. Article number 2. Excessive glycosylation drives thoracic aortic aneurysm formation through integrated stress response. This study found that excessive glycosylation drives the formation of thoracic aortic aneurysms and dissections, TAADs, through activation of the integrated stress response. The hexosamine biosynthetic pathway was identified as a key contributor to this process in both sporadic and genetic forms of thoracic aortic aneurysm. This mechanistic insight suggests that targeting the hexosamine biosynthetic pathway could offer a therapeutic approach for preventing or treating thoracic aortic aneurysms and related conditions such as Marfan syndrome. Article number 3. The macrophage-derived motor protein KIF13B enhances MERTK-mediated efferocytosis and prevents atherosclerosis in mice. Kinesin family member 13B, KIF13B, a macrophage-derived motor protein, was found to enhance MERTK-mediated efferocytosis. This enhancement of efferocytosis, which is the clearance of apoptotic cells, resulted in the prevention of atherosclerosis in mice. The data suggests that KIF13B plays a protective role against atherosclerosis by improving cellular waste removal, indicating its potential as a therapeutic target. Article number 4. Acute pulmonary embolism, a multi-marker calculator to predict short-term outcomes. A multi-marker prognostic calculator was developed to predict short-term outcomes in patients with acute pulmonary embolism, PE. This calculator estimates the absolute risk of key outcomes for individual patients, utilizing variables from the Simplified Pulmonary Embolism Severity Index and other markers. The study validated the calculator's performance and compared it to the established European Society of Cardiology, ESC, model for risk stratification in acute pulmonary embolism, providing a tool for targeted interventions. Article number 5. Nuclear receptor DAX1 promotes atherosclerosis by lipid transport inhibition and autophagy suppression in macrophages. Nuclear receptor dosage-sensitive sex reversal, adrenal hypoplasia congenita critical region on the 10-chromosome gene 1, DAX1, was found to promote atherosclerosis. This proatherogenic effect occurs through the inhibition of lipid transport and suppression of autophagy within macrophages. The study identified DAX1 levels in human atherosclerotic arteries, suggesting DAX1 as a potential pharmacological target for preventing atherosclerosis. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.